Chapter 17, Abbé de Fontaine, 1 p.m. De Roquefort was pleased. His first confrontation with the Seneschal had been a resounding victory. It was the opening salvo in a war that should be over by sunset. He was going to be the next master. The poor fellow soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon had existed since 1118. Philip IV had tried in 1307 to exterminate them, but managed only to send the order underground, retreating to a Pyrenean abbey and cloaking itself as a simple monastic community. All of the required duties were performed for the Roman Church. Nothing occurred that would draw attention. But all brothers took two vows, one to the church, the other to the order. And all for the great devise. The paradoxical futility of that duty disgusted him. The order existed to guard the devise, but the devise would not exist but for the order. A quandary for sure. But still, a duty. Being elevated to marshal, he knew, had been a way for the former master to placate his ambition. But he had used his position wisely, building loyalties, accumulating favors. For the past decade, he'd pored through the chronicles and was now versed in every aspect, good and bad, of the order's history. He fervently believed that, in the beginning, the Brotherhood's self-imposed isolation was what hastened its downfall. Secrecy bred both an aura and suspicion, a simple step from there to recrimination. So it must end. 700 years of silence needed to be broken. His time had come. The phone on his desk rang, and he lifted the receiver.
"Our two brothers in Rennes-le-Château," he was told, "have reported that Stephanie Nell and Malone are now there. She went straight to the cemetery and found Ernst Scoville's grave."
"Have our brothers merely observe, but be ready to act."
"On the other matter you asked us to investigate, we still have no idea who assaulted the brothers in Copenhagen."
He hated to hear about failure.
"Is everything prepared for this evening?"
"The consistory starts at 6 p.m.
At least the Seneschal was discharging his duty, calling the brothers into session before nightfall. The consistory was the one variable in the equation, a procedure specially designed to prevent manipulation, but one he'd long studied and anticipated.
"Be ready," he said. "The Seneschal will use speed to generate confusion."
"He will not take defeat lightly."
"Nor would I expect him to, which is why I have a surprise waiting for him."